We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and one of our faves here on the show has a brand new EP out. It's called Tales from the Back Porch. It's our old pal from Victoria, BC, Leroy Steger. Now, Leroy Steger first came to my attention a couple of years ago when our good friend and loyal listener, Allison Green, sent us his debut EP, Dear Love, and I absolutely loved the thing right away. It was wonderful. Took a while for his second record to come out, and funny story, a few years ago, my pals Mike and Terry and Corky and I, we went to Toronto to see Steve Forbert, as you may recall, and on our way back from Toronto, we got to the airport a little bit early, so we were sitting around having a drink in the lounge upstairs waiting for our flight, and we were sitting there in the lounge, you know, right up there behind the gates and everything, and who should walk right by us but our old pal Danny Michel, right there at Pearson Airport. So we invited him over for a dinner, and turned out that he had been waiting for hours and hours and hours because his plane had been delayed. He was flying jet school, as I recall, as were we. And so he had lots of time to kill, so he sat and had a drink with us and talked, and we recorded some IDs and stuff. That's the one that you hear sometimes. It says live from Pearson Airport. That's because we actually did it live at Pearson Airport. Anyways, Danny was telling us that he was on his way out to do some surfing in Tofino or something. But before that, he was going to stop off and record some stuff with a friend of his. And we didn't know it at the time, but that friend turned out to be Leroy Steger. They recorded a record together called Beautiful House, which came out last year?
The year before?
I don't know. It's over there somewhere. And I'm not slagging that. I love Danny Michel. You know that. But I don't quite think that Danny got Leroy, because that record, well, it has some great songs on it. The production, I never got it. It's Leroy, as you may know, is kind of a rockin' guy. He's got some rough rootsy country stuff in there, but mostly the rockin'. And Danny kind of, like he does with his own records, I think he ruined it. He overproduced it and put too much crap on there and got in the way of the songs, I think. So I don't love that record as much as I love Dear Love. And it turns out that neither does Leroy, because Leroy, you know, again, he's never said anything bad about Danny, but I think he's commented a few times, even here on the show, that perhaps Danny's vision wasn't entirely the same as his. So what Leroy did was he went back in the studio with Tolan McNeil, who recorded his first record, and I re-recorded five of the songs from Beautiful House. You heard a couple of them on Steel Belted for Your Injury the other day. You'll hear a couple more now. And these, I think, are way better. I think that Tolan gets Leroy Steger better than perhaps Danny Michel did. So as much as I love Danny Michel, perhaps not his best work producing Leroy Steger, because I think he blew it. But Leroy went in, re-recorded it, fixed it, and it's amazing. Listen to this song. This is a song that is on Beautiful House, but it's so different that I actually didn't recognize it on this version. And it is so good on this new EP, Tales from the Back Porch, that I think I've listened to it about 20 times since Friday when I got home from camp. Listen to this. Just stop what you're doing. Listen to this. This will rock your world. It's called Let Her Down. It's brand new from Leroy Steger on Tell the Band to Go.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Leroy Stagg. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. And this whole town is slowly sinking. Since I fell in love with her.
This is a tune I wrote after reading a book called Beirut Blues. And it's just about people trying to have a normal life in adverse circumstances. It's midnight here in Beirut. And you hold me close to your breast, as if this grip was a bulletproof vest. We did not go down to shelter with the rest. Bombs explode as we climb the stairs as though we're blessed. Climb up to the highest room in this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor. The lights, they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? The city shakes and the bullets fly. Fire fills the sky. flashing light on you and I. Our bodies twist and our desperate cries that sound like the voices of the dying, and less like two lovers never so alive. Climb up to the highest room in this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor. The lights, they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? The record skips as we loosen our grip. Sirens wail as the flames flail higher. Billie Holiday moans in a machine gun choir. It's a strange war. It bears stranger fruit. Blood on the leaves down to the roots. Bloody hand moves the pen, and then the gun shoots. I can still smell your hair as we lay so still up there, and the bullets hung suspended in the air. The guns ate their own noise, and soldiers turned back into little boys. Let's climb up to the highest room of this old abandoned hotel. Push the broken glass onto the floor. The lights, they don't work anymore. So why should I close the door? Why should I close the door?
That's Dan Weisenberger. You may remember hearing that live February when Leroy Stagger and Dan were down here live in the studio. They performed some great new songs, and that was one of them right there. February 2nd they were here. And we're going to hear some more. Dan only did one song, but Leroy did two fantastic brand new songs. We'll hear at least one of those coming up in a few minutes. But if you want to hear them on your own, or you want to have them, you can always download them right from my website, telltheband2gohome.com. You go to the downloads page, and right down at the bottom of the page is the entire interview with Leroy Stagger and Dan Weisenberger and those live segments. So if you want to hear that, check that out right now. And that brand new EP, which we heard two songs from before that, we heard Stupid Love Song and Letter Down from Leroy Stagger, is available at his website, leroystagger.ca, or his record company, Boompa, B-O-O-M-P-A, .ca. It's only $5, and best $5 I ever spent. In fact, it's such a good deal, and so good that I bought a whole bunch of these things just to give away, and you should too. It's only $5. And while you're there, for $10, if you don't have Dear Love yet, for $15, you get Dear Love and this new one. That's a steal. And check out Beautiful House as well. It's a good record. I don't know if the production suits it as well as it maybe should, and that's why Leroy went back and recorded some stuff. And I wanted to play a bunch of Leroy today, and then I got to thinking about all the different people that were somehow connected to Leroy Stagger, because, you know, he's a young guy. He's only like, I don't know, 24 now or something, 25. But he gets around. He's played with a lot of people, and somehow he's connected to just about everybody. So we're going to play a fun little game now. It's going to be fun. Well, you like games, don't you? It's a good day for games. So we're going to play a little game I like to call 6 Degrees of Leroy Stagger. We're going to kick it off right now with Leroy singing along with his good friend Carolyn Mark from Dear Love, the re-released version. If you have the first version, you don't have this song. But then it came out again, and it had this song on it, and it features Carolyn Mark, so it's good.
We'll be right back. that both of us would like. And I'll be off to work, but I'll be seeing you tonight. And it's a two-day, one-night stand around, waking up on the other side of town. And I don't know that you know my name. I'm pretty sure that you feel the same about me.
Thank you. Dave Lang from Regina, Saskatchewan. When I'm in Winnipeg or anywhere near here, sometimes even in Dauphin, I listen to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
That's paved with the broke glass from 40 years beer. And the blue cement floors have turned gray from the ashes of cow shit and gum boots. It's perfectly clear. Alfalfa fields full of gopher bones. Rain coming down from a thunderstorm, hard, dry dirt growing, weeds and stones. Smoke blowing by from the mill. Thank Christ that I don't live there still. Anymore. Since the state's built a dam somewhere in Idaho, and the train don't stop in this town anymore, there's nowhere that anyone here wants to go. Hell is a place that's a shell of itself. A department store window or a movie set town where no one fucks their daughter till the sun goes down, down. Will you be at the picnic this year? This year's been a very good beer. Just because I never said that I love you, don't mean I'd be happier if you was dead. And just because I never kissed you this morning, don't mean that you can't spend the night in my bed.
Hi, I'm Tola McNeil, and sometimes roommate of Carol and Mark, and we are CJUMFM 101.5, your campus and community radio at the University of Manitoba. We're hit-free, providing diversity at the university and supporting the arts in Winnipeg. Thank you, and have a nice listening experience.
I'm tired of tying my own shoes and lying and never coming through and getting fired and finding something new. I'm going to France to paint. Heartland works every day on the hill.